This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain Mike joins us now. And Mike, how bad has the wind given you? What kind of problems it give you the past couple of days? It got pretty breezy out there.
Yeah, Don, the wind, you know, obviously provides us with some challenges. Fortunately, the intercoastal waterway is protected water. It's had a lot of shrimp in it, and it's had a fair amount of birds in it. And several times this week, while traveling the intercoastal, we came across birds, and you might have to catch 30 to keep 8 or 10, but that's really not a bad ratio compared to what we've been dealing with a little bit earlier in the year. So that's a good area to go. Our winds have been southeasterly, so the eastern shorelines of Lake Bourne and Lake Catherine, intercoastal waterway, if you choose to go down towards the Mystico, a lot of that is protected as well. So you still have quite a few options. As usual, you want to find clean moving water with bait fish. So the leeward side is going to provide you clean water. Once we got away from that neap tide, we had good water movement. And the birds are obviously showing you not only where there's birds, but where there's fish. So that's been sort of our MO here recently. There's also some redfish under the birds in Lake Pontchartrain. Most of those are adults and too big, but they do provide good fun to catch, take a photo of them, revive them, and release them.
Yeah, this is a little early for that to occur. That's a phenomenon that usually happens every year. Those big reds come in the Pontchartrain, and you spot them while the birds flocks over, feeding over the top of them. But it's usually a little bit later in the year. But if you want to get in and get your line stretched, that's a great way to do it. Mike, a lot of people still asking, World Series trout, are they getting bigger, getting better? What's happened at the bridges? Or has it been a little too windy to even venture out on those Highway 11 and trestle bridges?
Hadn't fished the bridges because of the wind. We did pick up a trout that was about 20 inches in the intercoastal waterway earlier in the week. A nice fat trout. Had several in the 16 to 18 inch range. So it's a slow progression. I think with the warmer water temperatures, a lot of fish have not stacked up on those bridges as of yet. There's still a lot of shrimp in the area. When the water temperatures cool down some, and the shrimp leave the area, if we get enough cold for that to happen, then those trout will settle in on those bridges. They'll be a little easier for us to pick off because they're in one area.
You know, Mike, changing weather patterns and seasons of the year and wind direction, all of that, computes into trying to figure out what to take advantage of at what time of the year. You know, one of the things this time I always think about is at the mouths of the freshwater bayous and rivers that pour into Lake Vaughan and Lake Pontchartrain, like the Pearl and Bayou Liberty and some of the others. What happens is it gets a little saltier in the saltwater bays and bodies of larger bodies. Those fish move in and they catch a lot of that bait that's coming down out of those rivers. Have you been up into any of the rivers or at the mouth of them? And if you have, or any of you guys, what have they found?
I fished in the Pearl a couple of times, and it just wasn't as consistent as what I found heading more south down the Intercoastal Waterway toward the wall. We did catch a few fish, but just not enough to make a day of it. You know, when it's 10 o'clock and you got, say, four in the box, it's time to burn some fuel and head to where more productive grounds are. So I think the same thing about the Pearl. When it gets a little cooler, we get those water temperatures in the mid-60s or lower, the Pearl seems to turn on, the bridges seem to do better, and our water temperatures are still in the mid to upper 70s. So it'll happen. It'll just take a while.
And Mike, you know, the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge is located basically right across the street from the Big Branch National Wildlife Refuge, which does allow waterfowl hunting. Now, that's in the east zone, so that's not going to get anything open till next weekend when the youth season opens up, and you can expect to hear some shotgun blasts going off. Have you noticed any birds? Boy, when you and I went to do the Dutch's Corner designation, I just did not see many birds in that area.
I've seen very few, and the ones that I did see were flying so high I couldn't tell where they were. Big birds or small birds, and that's about the extent of my knowledge when it comes to identifying ducks. I know that the teal are smaller and generally fly close to the grass, but the birds that I saw were pretty high up. Now, I have no idea what they were.
Yeah, it could have been migrating birds. Well, Mike, if people want to get in touch with you and book a fall fishing trip, got that all coming up. You know, holidays, kids are going to be out of school, and I do recommend you as one of the many guides that are really good with kids, because not only do you help them catch fish, you give them some instruction to where they actually learn to fish. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Don, very simple. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is aaofla.com, social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right. Hope the phone rings off the hook for you, Captain Mike, and we will talk with you next week.
Oh, we got plenty of good captains. If the phone rings off the hook, we'll take care of everybody.
I know you do. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.